With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The first in the nation presidential caucus has arrived after months and months of campaigning. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Republican presidential candidates spent their final weekend in Iowa urging supporters to brave brutally cold temperatures to vote in today's first nominating contest. The icy weather is raising questions about voter turnout, even in a Midwestern state accustomed to harsh winters. Donald Trump heads into the evening caucuses with a 28-point lead over Nikki Haley, according to the latest Des Moines Register NBC News Iowa poll. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a dangerous Arctic blast will continue sweeping across the U.S. The National Weather Service says wind chills are expected to push down temperatures through at least midweek. Arctic storms have left at least four dead and knocked out electricity to tens of thousands in the northwest, brought snow to the south, and walloped the northeast with blizzard conditions. Private security firms tell the Associated Press a missile fired from Yemen has struck a U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden. More from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Ambre and Dryad Global identified the vessel as the Eagle Gibraltar, a Marshall Islands-flagged bulk carrier. The ship is owned by Eagle Bulk, a Stamford, Connecticut-based firm, traded on the New York Stock Exchange. The firm did not respond to requests for comment. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, though suspicion has fallen on Yemen's Houthi rebels. They've been targeting that crucial corridor linking Asian and Mideast energy and cargo shipments to the Suez Canal onward to Europe, a move that's threatening to widen the Middle East conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. A warning from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.
The organization puts it rather starkly in its latest report. Quote, despite efforts to integrate human rights as an important part of the U.S. government's China policy, religious freedom and human rights concerns remain sidelined due to overriding security, economic, and other foreign policy priorities. The commission is urging the U.S. not to give up on religious freedom in China, even as it grapples with those other issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the greatest rebuke yet to Pope Francis, the Catholic bishops of Africa and Madagascar have issued a unified statement refusing to follow his declaration allowing priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples. They assert that such unions are contrary to the will of God. The statement is signed by Congolese Cardinal Fridolin Ambongo on behalf of African national bishops. This is SRN News. A protest by farmers taking place in Berlin over planned subsidy cuts.
This protest, in truth, has become about so much more than this particular row over plans to phase out a fuel tax subsidy. About 10,000 people estimated to be here today, so I think there'll be a very long day for the protesters. You get a lot of people gathering around fire pits, having something to eat, having something to drink. A lot of farmers are really here for the long haul today. And to give you a sense of what they're saying, yes, they're angry about this tax subsidy row. They're angry about rules and regulations, they say, handed down from Berlin, but also the EU in Brussels.
BBC correspondent Jessica Parker. In Iceland, molten lava from a volcano consumed several houses in the evacuated town of Grindavik. Scientists say that the eruption appeared to be dying down, but it was too soon to declare the danger completely over. More details at SRNnews.com.